So I'm joined by Ryan Connors, midfielder with Dunloe. We've seen the celebrations here. It means so much to this club to be back in a first final since 1964. It's been a very long time, so does Ryan.
It has, surely. You know, this group's come a long way. From the Intermediate Championship there 2 years ago, we came stronger last year, and this year we've stepped it up another level altogether.
Yeah, it was a really, really tight encounter with St Michael's. Nothing in it, the same as last night, just a point. It finished up 9-8 today. At the break, you went in a point up, which wasn't bad considering you were playing into the breeze in that first half, Ryan.
Yeah, we had a good first half. We knew what we had to do. We had our game plan set out. I think we didn't do everything we had set out to do, but we were happy going in the point up.
Yeah. And then at the second half, you came out of the blocks a lot better than St Michael's. Had three unanswered scores, and it seemed at that stage that you were getting a grip of the game. But then it sort of flipped on his head because Michael's then found a really, really good purple patch for 10 minutes after.
That's it. We came out of the blocks hard. We got our scores. We thought we were getting into the rhythm in the second half, and then like that, they're a good side too. You know, they settled themselves out in the field when they were under the cosh, and they really got into a rhythm then. It was all hands on deck defending then for the last 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, it was gallant defending, so it was. There was some very, very timely tackles in there by several players, including the likes of Karen McGee, what one stands out. But it needed that sort of commitment from the guys at the back, everybody buying into it to get you over the line.
Yeah, there's boys near dying out in the field there. Yeah. You can see some serious, serious turnovers. As you said, just at the times they were needed most, it was maybe if that hand hadn't got in, they were through for a shot, you know. And it was just, everything seemed to come together there.
Did you think at the start of the campaign that making a final was achievable for this group?
Listen, we said when Desi and them took over that a senior championship isn't beyond this team. And every man has put a shoulder to the wheel, and we've improved every single year. And that was the long-term goal. And I don't know if everyone thought we would have got here as quick as we did, but here we are.
Yeah. And less than 2 weeks now to the final, but there'll be an enjoyable 2 weeks because this is what you want to play for, so it is. You want to be there on final day, and it'll be a different type of build-up now to a game for you guys, something I'm sure you will enjoy.
I know, we've led up to every game. It's just been game by game. Today was game 7, next one will be game 8, and it'll be same lead-up. We'll get stuck into these boys now in two weeks' time.
Yeah. These boys, you mean St Union, so it is. They're a formidable force, and I think everybody would agree that Dunloe will be going into this game as underdogs. They will be seen as the favourites, but when you're there in final day, you'll be in with a chance, right?
This is it. To be honest with you, I don't really care who thinks what. There's a game 8 of our championship, and we'll give it all we have.
Okay. Well done today, and enjoy the next 2 weeks of the build-up to the final, right?
Thanks very much.